friends, and welcome to another week of prayer. Today we are going to be beginning a series on gratitude that will extend throughout the month of November. And this is going to be going along with the gathering that series we're doing called A Revolution in Gratitude.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
Okay, so gratitude. Now, a lot of you know that we have a family practice in the Triska household of at dinner, we go around every night when we're eating at the family table, and each member of the family offers three things that they are grateful for in their day. So far this morning, I am grateful that I got to lead the morning sit. And it is the Wednesday morning sit is one of my favorite things that I get to do. It's over Zoom, but praying with people in real time and getting to talk with people about their prayer afterwards. Oh man, friends, it fills my heart up. I love it. I am also grateful for the Cubano Cortado that I had this morning. I gave up coffee at the beginning of October because I wasn't sleeping well. And I went on a trip this weekend with a friend and drank coffee with her. And so it was all over after that. But I am grateful for my Cubano Cortado this morning. And in about 30 minutes, I'm going to be leaving to spend some time with some ladies in real life. There's a group that I'm a part of, a women's group that's called Imani Bridges, and it's always so life-giving to be with those women. And so I'm grateful for those things. And I feel like I've been kind of stumped whenever I'm thinking about the topic of gratitude. I'm giving the talk this week in the gathering on how everyone's blessings are different. And there's so much that I know about gratitude, but I feel like it's in that deeper, cellular, second nature kind of level. And rather than just being able to practice it, I'm having to give voice to it. And friends, it feels hard because gratitude, I think, is something that is so much more of an action than it is something that I can teach people, in the sense of if you don't practice gratitude, it doesn't matter what kind of insights I can give you about gratitude. Ultimately, gratitude is a practice, and it's a perspective in how you choose to move through the world. And gratitude is not one of these things where it's putting on rose-colored glasses and seeing things as if everything is wonderful. I believe grounded in reality is one of the first characteristics of gratitude. It is grounded in reality. It sees things as they truly are and still believes in the goodness of God and that goodness permeates everything. It touches everything, which is a truth that makes us uncomfortable whenever we think about the things in the world that are just wrong. But I think ourselves, our bodies, our lives are a good place to understand how that operates. Because I'm not 100% good all of the time. My motivations are not always wonderful. They are often wonderful. I don't know, friends. I'm a human. Whatever percentage of good and not good is in me just is human. So, but at the core of me, I believe the core of all of us is the image of God. That at our very centers is the goodness of God. And so I may choose to do wrong things. I may say words that hurt people. And still, at my core, is the goodness of God. And so there's always a tether to gratitude in me if I can connect back to the deep goodness of God in me, in this world, in others. So I think there is a complexity to gratitude that gets skated over sometimes. Because to be truly grateful, we have to be truly grounded in reality, and reality is complicated. And so today in prayer, and this introduction into praying with gratitude, I want us to deal with the complexity of gratitude in our prayer. I want you to be fully transparent, fully honest with God about all the reasons why gratitude is hard right now. And still, today, in the midst of the difficulty and the challenging reality we're in, I will invite you to practice gratitude. Because at your center is the goodness of the infinite God. And it is a tether we can go back to anytime we need to practice gratitude and be connected to reality. So for this prayer, I would encourage a posture that's perhaps a little more structured in the sense of you want to be attentive, not too relaxed, because the posture of our prayer often reflects the internal state of us. And if we're going to be talking to God about the things that are hard, the things that seem to be stifling our ability to connect with gratitude, the things that we don't like about the world right now, that's a prayer where we lean in. So for me, I'll be doing this prayer Taylor style. That means crisscross applesauce sitting on the floor. You find the posture that works for you. Go ahead. Get into that posture of attentiveness. And when you're ready, we'll begin. I'd like to invite you to take a deep cleansing breath. Go ahead and stay with your breath for a few more moments. Inhaling and exhaling. Maybe you can allow yourself to feel gratitude for the way that your body operates. Automatically, so often, doing what is needed to keep you alive, running all the systems of your body without your conscious thought. And we see that same grace in the world as birds fly and trees grow. The sun shines. There is an innate goodness, an innate vitality that surrounds us, that emanates through our world. And it is the goodness, the love, the kindness of our great God. So to begin today, maybe you hold an image in your heart that helps you connect with gratitude to God's great love and care for you. Perhaps it's the image of the sun shining down on you. Perhaps it's the protective atmosphere that surrounds
our planet. Perhaps it's the embrace of a loved one. But hold that image in your heart and allow gratitude to rise. You may choose to offer specific gratitudes to our great God. They could be things large or things small. Your gratitude may include people or experiences. Whatever rises in your heart, offer it to our great God now. And can you say in this moment, my heart is full. My heart is full. Perhaps your heart is not full this morning, this day, this evening. Perhaps it feels like there are things that are siphoning off your gratitude. Blocks and hurdles. Concrete challenges and things that are harder to name that are just inside of us. You to imagine before you a horizon. The sun is setting. So there's a darkness growing above your head. It shows in colors of purples and blues that then fade toward the horizon, become pink. I want you to think about your reality as that kind of spectrum. Darkness and light. And I invite you to share transparently with the Lord those things that in your reality, in your experience, make gratitude difficult. Share honestly with our infinite God what you are not grateful for in this moment. Name the challenges of your reality. There's no need to dress it up, to try to communicate with a comfort you do not feel. Speak your truth. God invites you to speak your truth. as you name those blocks, those challenges, see if you can also name the emotion that rises with you, that rises with those challenges. Do you feel anger, fear, pain, shame, loneliness? When you feel like you have named and seen and sat with your reality, I invite you to turn back to that image that you held in your heart, the one that connected you with the goodness of God. The psalmist said, "I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And so, casting your eyes around the reality that you just named, see it again and look for the goodness of God. And as it comes to you, name it. Speak your truth. Welcome the presence of our good God. And as you speak to the truth of the goodness of your reality, notice what emotions rise in you. Name them. Do you feel joy? Do you feel peace? Do you feel contentment? Vitality, hope. And now I invite you to stretch your arms wide. You can do that physically or just in your mind's eye. You get to choose. Can you accept all of your reality? The good and the bad. And there's no right answer to this for you. Just notice what rises in you as the question is asked. Can you accept your reality? Having seen it and named it, what do you want to do with it? What do you feel invited to do with it? Are there any desires that are rising in you? And if so, acknowledge that. You may the Spirit of God with you. Or you may imagine the Christ or our infinite God. And you can take the next few moments just to share that which is rising in you now. And as you're ready, I invite you to take a final deep cleansing breath. And see if you can end this prayer with the words, "My heart is full. My heart is full." And if not, if that does not feel authentic, maybe consider, how full is your heart today? Can you be grateful that it's not empty? It will never be empty. Not truly. Because the infinite God is always with you. And so from this place, I invite you to offer your amen. Amen. Well, friends, this podcast is set to release on November 4th, which is the day after the 2020 election. Today, in real world time, is October 21st. And I cannot tell the future. But I do know that there are going to be people whose hearts are full of gratitude for the outcome of this election, and people's hearts who are not going to be full of gratitude for the outcome of this election. And so I just want to encourage you with this. The Bible talks about nations rise and fall, leaders come and go, humans were like the grass that withers and the flower that fades. But there is something that is eternal and that is certain, and that is our great God. The word of the Lord stands forever. And so however you feel today, I encourage you, intentionally choose to connect with the goodness that is at the core of this universe and at the core of you and at the core of every being in this world. It is the goodness of God. It blows my mind every time I really try to wrap my mind around the reality that the infinite God has put his image in us, her image in us. And just FYI, if any of you guys are weirded out by me using the sacred feminine, it's just a way of talking about the reality that God has said he created male and female in his image. And I'm grateful for that. And so that's why I often use the feminine pronoun for God, because it's just as true as the masculine pronoun. Just, we haven't embraced it. We haven't seen it. It has been taught to us. So anyway, just a little aside there. Oh, but God is in all and through all and with all, and may our great God be with you today. I love you, friends. I trust that you are loving one another well. And I trust that you will find God's goodness in the land of the living today.